money.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment. And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight we are talking about the 1992 Stay Tuned that apparently Teresa thinks is stupid.
It's very stupid.
You know what? In my defense, I picked this movie, but in my defense, for real now, I remember watching this as a kid and I loved it.
Okay, as a kid maybe,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, remember watching it as a kid and I really liked it too.
But now, I mean, when I watched it, I'm going to say it did not hold up. Definitely, it did not hold up. But,
It didn't hold up. Not as much as I liked it back then.
But nostalgia still made me enjoy it. I mean, I still enjoyed the corniness of it.
My favorite part was when their cartoons.
That was my favorite part.
The little mouses. And that's the most memorable part.
You know, they filmed that part before they did any of the actual live footage. Like, in pre-production, they filmed that part and had them do the voices. And then they went and recorded the whole movie. But I did. That was a pretty cool part.
I like John Ritter.
I did too. I like John Ritter.
He reminds me of Pete Holmes so much.
Yeah, you said that on Bad Santa.
He looks just like Pete Holmes. And you know what? I thought that to myself, and then I listened to Doug Benson the other day. He called him something like Pete Holmes or John Ritter's love child or some shit. Because he was on his show.
Hey, another part that I thought was cool was when he jumped into his own TV show.
Mm-hmm. Three's Company. Yeah, yeah. That was pretty
cool.
That
was a memorable part for me, too. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was my favorite part of the movie is when they were jumping through the channels.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the old Western. And
I like the game show.
The game show, yeah. The wrestling. Wrestling's fake. This is not fake.
Yeah, and I remember the wife kicking their ass on that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was corny, but it was a pretty cool concept. It reminds me of a lot of a knockoff, almost, of something like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
When I was watching
Except
it today.
Except the opposite, that the parents are shrunk or sent to hell vision.
When I was watching it today, I was thinking, Honey, I shrunk the kids. And then I also thought it kind of reminds me of, like, Cabin in the Woods, almost. Because they're jumping through these channels, and there's a guy that's like working for the devil that's controlling all this. And ain't that kind of what Cabin in the Woods was? It was a television show.
Let me ask you,
wasn't
something.
It a television show?
No, it was. It was a ritual to.
But they were recording it, and I thought they were getting some ratings or some shit.
That was to keep the world from being destroyed. We need to.
Maybe
do
I'm thinking of another fucking one, kind of like that.
But did you listen to any podcast on Stay Tuned or anything? I listened to a review on it, and they made the comment. It reminded them of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and immediately I was like, hell yeah.
Well, I thought that.
And then they said, the other guy said, actually, you know what it reminds me of? Cabin in the Woods.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, and I thought to myself, I guess I can kind of see that, but I would have never thought that, because I thought Honey, I Shrunk the Kids already.
I thought.
But I would have never thought Cabin in the Woods. But it's just funny that I was like, did you watch that same review that I watched?
I didn't watch no review and didn't listen to no podcast on it. I was thinking that today about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids while I was watching it, and then I was thinking that about the Cabin in the Woods on the way over here. I was like, yeah, it was kind of like Cabin in the Woods the way it was a television show. I'm pretty sure Cabin in the Woods was a television show. Watch it again. I'm pretty sure they were getting ratings on how them people were dying and shit. People were watching it and wanting to see them die by whatever they chose or whatever. I know the people.
Maybe the people were watching. I don't know, but they were doing the whole thing to keep that demon from coming.
Because that's
up.
What made me thought of it was because I was thinking that they were doing that for ratings.
Hey, well, you want to do that movie?
No, I hate
we're,
that.
We're
movie.
Doing that movie right now.
Cabin in the Woods.
That's what we've been spent the last 5 minutes talking about.
Well, you the one that said you listened to it on a podcast. So I mean, it was obviously interesting. It brought out a good fact that I had the same mind track as them folks who's listening.
It gave us 5, now 6 minutes worth of talking time.
That's what I'm talking about. We need something to talk about because Say Tune sucks.
Well,
hey.
Well, what was the plot? Why don't you give Podcast Land the plot?
Plot. All right. It's about this guy who just all he enjoys in life pretty much is television.
And, you're about to say tits.
Well, no, because his wife
you said tit
was
television.
All up in his face all the time, and he didn't want to do nothing but watch television. So she busts his television with a trophy. And what happens? The devil comes over, or it's the devil's right-hand man.
Played by?
I don't know his name. Jeffrey Jones. He was on Ferris Bueller. He was the principal on Ferris Bueller.
The child molester.
Okay.
He did his time, and now he has to tell everybody.
Yeah, that's over.
The mom played on Mork and Mindy.
The mama, Mork and Mindy.
You remember Mork and Mindy?
I don't know, but I recognize the mom. I just didn't know.
You remember that movie, that show with Robin Williams?
I remember Mork and Mindy. Yeah, she must have been young in that.
She was Mindy.
She was young in that, was she?
She was younger. Yeah, that was back in the 70s. This was 1992.
I know Mork and Mindy was old. Fucking to Robin Williams, crazy fucking ass.
I don't think she's done anything since then that I've ever
seen. You know, I listened to a podcast on Mork and Mindy.
All right, let's go into the Mork and Mindy podcast.
Really, though? I did listen to a podcast on Mork and Mindy, and somebody was saying that they were in the, when they was auditioning for the part or whatever, mm-hmm. that he was there, and fucking Robin Williams was standing on his head in the chair waiting for him to call him on his head. And that's how he pretty much got the job immediately. When he went in there, he went all fucking script and just went to talking crazy shit. And they said, you got the job, dude.
All right, so where were you with the plot?
The dude,
all he cares about is TV, so the devil offers him TV with a satellite that gets 500 channels or whatever. And they're all hellish kind of shows. They're hell parodies of real shows. So at that point, they got 24 hours to survive, or they go to hell. That's the
premise.
And apparently, you can't die in there either. What didn't you like about this? The whole concept
is just retarded.
I would have stayed in the cartoon. I would have stayed in the cartoon land if I was him, because anything that happens, you pretty much come back. I mean, he got squished by the door at the end.
That's true. I would have stayed there, too.
I would have stayed there. I'd have got eaten by the cat, come back, he would have shit me out, I'd have come back out of the shit.
Pop back out.
Yeah, like he did. He fucking just...
But the dog killed the cat.
Yeah, but we didn't get to see him. We don't know that he's dead. He's got more lives. He had 9 lives.
But apparently a Godzilla will kill you if they step on you.
How do we know she didn't boink back?
She didn't boink back. She didn't boink back at all.
But
because her husband said, I lost her several channels ago. Well, my life's been great ever since.
Well, Godzilla did kill a bunch of things, but I ain't never seen nothing die.
Plus, he got shot. He died.
You ain't never seen nothing die in a cartoon, though.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. Absolutely. I didn't think about that, but they should have stayed in cartoon land.
Yeah. That's what I'd done. Or, you know, when they was in the shack freezing to death in Alaska, mm-hmm. why didn't they all think of it and 3 of them together could have pushed that thing over there and just started scratching out?
I don't know, but we didn't even mention Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy.
He was my favorite part of the movie, honestly.
Was he a stand-up comedian? Because he come off as like a stand-up comedian.
Maybe. He might be. I'm not going to look it up, but he might be.
I think he might have been. What's his name again?
Eugene Levy.
Eugene, like my daddy.
He was in all the American Pie movies as the dad, Jim's dad.
Yeah, he was.
The one that's talking to him like, you know, I've done a lot of weird things, son, but I've never done it with an apple pie. he said, I've never done it with baked goods.
This is the Apple Pie, American Pie podcast.
Maybe stay tuned what the best movie to start with. See, I had it set to be last when we were getting fucked up. We could have ripped it apart.
Yeah, it wasn't that great of a movie to me. I didn't dig it. this time going back.
Well, it didn't hold up, man.
It
didn't hold up the way I was hoping that it would.
It kept my attention.
But a lot of movies we've done, a lot of those older movies that we've done,
I'm not going to bash it when I'm not going to rate it just horribly, but there was a bunch of bad acting.
Oh, yeah. And crappy effects. The best damn effect in the movie was when the car went under the ground when he left after he got John Ritter to sign the contract. He went down, and the road just opened up.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a pretty cool effect. And that was like the best effect of the movie. All the rest of it pretty much sucked. I mean, the way they swirled and shit when they went into the
satellite. What was the I don't know his name, but the black guy that was coming in trying to take old buddy's job. Jim Jeffers. He's trying to take his job. Why didn't he just zap his ass away?
Why didn't Why didn't Jeffrey Jones zap the black guy?
Yeah. He knew he wanted his job and all that shit.
I mean, I guess he could have.
He did it to the...
that other guy. He was just confident that that guy wasn't going to get his job.
But then he was choking him out and shit. Why didn't he just zap him away then?
I don't know.
That's what I'd do.
We need to ask Jeffrey Jones that.
All right, and the old man.
The old man
that's in the gangster part of it. The detective.
Oh, that. Someone that got shot?
Yeah.
He was the first guy. You remember at the very beginning of the movie, before they went to John Ritter's house, they went to the old people's house?
Uh-huh.
That was them. Him and his wife. His wife was the one that got stomped on by Godzilla. What about him?
Is that because they were talking about the...
Jeffrey, he brought his remote in with him.
Yeah, he did. But Jeffrey Jones was talking about there had been one other person who lived and got to go back. And I was thinking that it had been 24 hours for that guy probably already.
I don't think so. I think he hit him the same night. He hit that... Well, no, he didn't. He had to have hit him... You're right.
And then I want to also...
I want to say he said made a comment about, like, he's been there for 3 days or something. Maybe he chose not to leave.
The comment he made is, I've been here for 54 channels, or 50-something channels. And he got rid of his wife.
He did.
He said something like, yeah.
Godzilla stepped on her.
He said once I lost... I think he said he lost her or something.
This place became great or something.
Yeah, it got great.
And he enjoyed it.
Stayed there, and whenever he got in a...
He had his own remote. Maybe he didn't have to leave.
He could go to any town he wanted. I would go to the Home Shopping Network town. And maybe eat some rotisserie chicken.
Go to the cooking channel.
Eat some rotisserie chicken or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you can't die eating
rotisserie. But they couldn't choose what channel they went to.
No, but the guy that
we're
talking
about
had a remote. He took his remote with him, so he was able to switch channels.
Yeah, you go to whatever channel you want, man. You go to Big Bang Theory or something. Hang out with them dudes.
But it's all hellish shit, though. It's not real channels.
But why didn't John Ritter...
It's like Big Bang Theory, and everybody on the show blows up.
John Ritter should have stayed in...
Three's Company. Oh, that was a nightmare. He screamed. He had to go.
I know, but it was just two girls. How was he going to get hurt there? What about Wayne's World? Or Dwayne's Underworld? Excellent.
You know they tried.
Or Extra Man.
You know they tried to get Saturday Night Live? Because that was when Saturday Night Live was doing the skit. It was before the movie. They were trying to get them to actually do it. And
really?
They wouldn't sign off on it because they were in pre-production on the Wayne's World movie.
Mm.
That was a little bit of a tidbit.
Well, check this out.
Today, they'd have got sued for likeness rights.
Oh, yeah, probably.
In 92,
and they would have settled for something out of court and all that shit.
Probably.
But I'm drinking Red's Green Apple Ale. You ever had that? It's pretty damn good.
Mm. Green apple?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had. I've had the apple.
Got a little punch to it.
I've had the watermelon. I've had the strawberry. I don't like the watermelon or strawberry, but I like the apple.
Yeah, this one's pretty good. Got a little kick to it. A little kick. Got Granny Smith apples in it.
So you wasn't big on Stay Tuned, huh?
Well, if you want the rating and review.
Yeah, go ahead and give me your rating and review on it.
My rating and review, What year did this come out? 1992, Stay Tuned with the great... Late great John Ritter. It was it kept me interested, so I didn't totally hate it. You know what I mean? It was what it was.
It just didn't hold up.
It wasn't as good as I liked it when I was a kid, but I mean, most of them don't hold up the exact same.
You didn't know what
same.
To like when you were a kid.
Yeah, and it didn't. Most of them don't hold up the exact same way either way, if I love it or not, you know. So I'm on. That's, I don't know. I reckon that's my rating. I mean, that's my review. I don't know what else to say about it. I brought up a lot of good facts tonight, I feel like.
Would you watch it again?
Maybe.
5-6 years from now? If you were ever in the house, I was like, let's watch Stay Tuned.
Maybe.
All right, well, what would you rate it on a scale?
A weight scale?
1 to 10. The way we fucking did for over 50 episodes now.
Oh, man. I'm going to give it a 5.5.
All right. Give me your review on it.
My review is it wasn't horrible. It really didn't keep my interest. And if you were to say I'm about to sit down and watch Stay Tuned, I'd probably find something else to do. So, but it wasn't a horrible movie. I would probably sit down and watch it with my kids for a little few minutes and then lead them to watching it, but I wouldn't watch the whole
movie. Let me ask you, did you ever watch it growing up? Or was this the first time you had ever seen it?
This is the first time I ever seen it.
I could see where somebody who's never watched it and watches it as an adult would be like, yeah, this sucks, you know. But, I mean, like I said, for me, it was just nostalgia. Well, what would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would probably go 4.
So that's a not recommend. You wouldn't recommend that to nobody.
Well, okay, well, then that's not. I would recommend it to my children. To children.
But would today's children really like it the way 90s children would have liked it?
I don't know. Bryn is 9, and he really don't watch TV a lot.
Apparently he likes Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, yeah. Unless it has big trucks in it. So, but
Need to let him watch that movie, Trucks. It's like another adaptation on the Stephen King book. It's trucks. It's only trucks, though.
I really don't like him watching where trucks like kill people.
Actually, it's not as... I think Maximum Overdrive is a little more graphic than Trucks was. Trucks was done several years later.
But as far as him watching the Stay Tuned, he probably wouldn't watch it. Other kids, though, that are really into TV may enjoy it, but he's a different type of child.
Well, you got to be into TV then to enjoy it. Stay Tuned, because it's all about TV. All right, well, my review on this movie, man, I like this movie. Like I said, it's just nostalgia. I mean, that's probably why. If I'd have watched it today for the first time ever, I'd have probably said, yeah, this movie blows ass. And I wouldn't have stayed tuned for it. But, I mean, I'm not going to rate it real high because it did not hold up the way I was hoping it would. I'm going to probably give it like a 6.5.
He said blows ass.
It would blow ass if I've never seen it before.
Blows ass.
All right,
but movies are these days are so much more, even children's movies, the animated movies, are so much more action-packed than that and have so many other special features that's why those movies don't hold up anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's dated. Stay Tuned is a real dated movie. I mean, you watch it, you know it's set in the early 90s. I mean, all day long.
Or something.
No, it was early 90s. I could tell that by the kids. The kids were straight out the 90s. Because we were 90s kids.
Yeah, BMX box and I didn't like that girl. She just...
Neon backwards hat.
I don't know, her voice irritates the shit out of me.
Well, all right, budget versus box office. Let me tell you, for whatever reason, there's not a budget on here.
What?
It's just got the box office.
You know what happened?
What happened?
Some shady shit went down.
They didn't spend any money on it.
Shady shit went down, and they don't want you to know about it.
Let me check Wikipedia.
I can tell you what happened.
You can tell me?
I can tell you. They spent a lot of money on it.
This is probably why I got the budget here. All right, what you think they spent on this movie?
They spent a lot of money on booze and prostitutes.
1992, what you think they spent on Stay Tuned?
I'm going to say $7 million.
What you think they spent on this movie?
I probably have to go with probably around 10.
She was closer. It was $25 million they spent on this. And that may be the reason they didn't want to post it. What do you think they made on this in the box office?
Box office, $15
million. What you think, Teresa? Teresa?
21.
They made $10.7 million.
Wow.
They got blown in the ass. They got screwed.
Yeah.
Well, see,
would
now,
that fall, would you consider that falling under cult classic, though?
Well, see, now
I don't think it had a huge
actors
following.
And directors and shit can go and change shit on their IMDb page. They can go. They can pay a little extra and be an IMDb Plus member or whatever they call it, and they can go in there and change shit. So I bet they can take shit like that out if they don't want people to know about
that
it.
They spent $25 million on it,
right?
But it's on Wikipedia.
Oh well, yeah, everything's on Wikipedia.
But Wikipedia, you gotta take with a grain of salt because anyone can edit Wikipedia.
True.
But most of the time, Wikipedia is right, especially about things like movies. You want to do the little game you were talking about?
Oh,
the whole
yeah.
new game? Yeah, I'm glad you remembered it, right? You're supposed to remember to do it.
Well, am I going to, like, flip a coin to see who picked the person? Or I was going to pick a person this week, you was going to pick a person next week?
I think what we decided was whoever picked the movie, the other person gets to pick the actor.
Oh, okay.
So this was my movie.
Or are you on IMDb? Get your fucking ass
okay.
off.
Okay. Well, I mean, I haven't looked at that, but okay, I got you.
Or just don't have it up.
All right, so since... Well, now, but now there's
me.
Two of y'all, though.
Yeah, well, she can be in it, but she... Yeah, but no, she's
But
not.
You're... Okay, you're going to pick.
Right. She's not a fucking normal host out here.
I'm a guest.
You're not normal, apparently.
I'm not normal, I promise.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so anyway, all right. I picked the movie, so... I picked the movie, so you picked the actor. All right, Podcast Land, this is a new little game or bit or whatever that Big Lance come up with.
Fuck,
we're going to try.
Man, there ain't no good ones to do from this movie.
Dude, you got John Ritter, you got Jeffrey Jones, you got Eugene Levy.
I don't know how many fucking movies them fuckers play in.
You got the chick from Mork and Mindy.
Huh?
Mm-mm. That's the point of the game. You gotta come up with them off the top of your head. Like if he picks John Ritter, then you have to pick a John Ritter movie. And then I have to say another movie John Ritter was in that was different. And he's got to say one. And the first one who can't think of one's eliminated. And then it's down to the other two.
I think it's whoever.
And you can't cheat. That's why he made me close my laptop. Because he was like, you can't get on IMDb.
Well, I'm not a movie buff like y'all. So that's not really fair. It's a good thing I'm only a guest. I don't have to play.
You gotta play because you're with us.
And
but
it's gotta be
eliminated.
It's gotta be movies. It can't be television shows.
Well, shit. Then I don't know none of them.
It don't need to be television shows because there's so many things out there. You might have said I seen this person and this, and how can we affirm it? We can't.
All right. Well, I tell you what. If you say a TV show, it would have to be a TV show that they were main characters in. It couldn't be like a one-time stint. You couldn't go, okay, well, John Ritter was in this particular episode of this show. No, you can't do that. But you could say Three's Company.
And you got to say,
you gotta John
say
Ritter's
full titles,
character.
Too. You got to have full title.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
That'll
get
work.
On with it then.
Huh?
Well, we're establishing the rules. Because once we start
y'all
the game,
forget
we can't
them next week.
We can't change the rules.
We won't.
No, I won't because I'm going to listen to the playback.
Well, you better write it down then.
We got to write it down.
I got it recorded.
It's recorded.
Y'all won't remember it.
We'll listen to
it. I got it recording.
We'll both,
I know you
We're
got
both
going
to listen to this.
But we're going to listen to this episode before we do it again. I don't understand what you're saying.
All right, listen. I'm going to go with Jeffrey Jones.
But okay. And she's first because we go around.
You can't even look at this shit beforehand now.
Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That was the obvious elephant in the room there. You know, that was going to be everybody's first choice. Devil's Advocate.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you used one that I didn't know, because if you would have used the one that I did know, it's just Stay Tuned.
No, you can't use.
You can't
use the movie that we're talking about.
You can obviously use the movie you're talking about. It's a movie he played in.
But that's the movie we're doing. That's too obvious. That's the first answer that should be thrown out.
All right, well, I'm out.
Eastbound and Down.
Is he a main character, or was he just on an episode or two?
I don't think he was on that.
He's the other prince. He's the principal, ain't he? He's not the principal on Eastbound and Down?
I don't think so.
At the school that the girl works at?
No, because the principal is fucking his ex-old girl.
I know.
That's not him.
Is he a main character?
He's not in it.
But
Are you sure?
I've watched Eastbound and Down several times.
Is the principal the main character?
He's
in every episode?
I wouldn't say he's in every episode, but he's in it a lot.
He's in the main cast.
On the first season, he's in it a lot.
If he's in the main cast, then it would count. But
yeah,
it's
not
him.
He's in the main cast on the first season. Maybe the second or
so. So it counts. Huh? But it's not him.
But he's not in it. He's not in it.
Okay, then. I could have sworn that was him.
I'm almost certain that's you're wrong.
We're going to Google that in a minute.
Okay.
But
I'm going to Google every movie he's been in when we get done.
There's probably a shitload, but I don't know any of them.
I'm counting on that she don't know one anymore, because I'm out. I don't have any more, and I'm next. So if she crashes before me, I win.
Give me just a second. I'm going to think of one.
This could take forever.
What?
You don't have your phone down there operating it with your toes, do you?
No.
Okay. So I just seen her foot move, and I was thinking she's down there with her... She done pulled her sock and shoe off, and she's down there with her big toe Googling it. See, it looks like that's what she's doing. She's shaking her leg and she's looking
down. I'm shaking
down.
My leg because I'm thinking, and that helps me to think. But y'all keep talking, so I can't think correctly.
I should be thinking right now, too.
Y'all, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
If there's going to be a time limit. I'm making this rule.
We got to get a sand one of them flip things.
No, I'm going to count to five.
You're full of shit.
You got to come up, because
it's making our podcast
take a long motherfucking time if we sit there, let you think for 5 minutes, and then let you think for 5 minutes.
But you do realize I can clip out.
I do realize you can clip out, but I think there needs to be a time limit.
Okay, well, I give.
And now I'm going to count to 10 in my head, and I'm going to tell you what's up.
Then I just pretty much win, though, don't I?
No, there's a tie loss.
Huh?
It's
a tie loss between you and her right now.
You lost, so you were eliminated. She didn't know it, so she was eliminated.
Oh, so it's a tie loss between the three of us.
And then, but I called out the last right answer. I thought that's what we said, the last right answer wins.
What did you say?
Devil's
Advocate.
We all only had one.
Right. You really didn't have one.
I said Stay Tuned.
Yeah, that one didn't count.
Yeah, I don't think that should count either. I mean, that movie, man, is just not right.
Okay, well, then nobody won this round.
Y'all got
eliminated.
You
did not win, Philip.
Y'all got eliminated.
And
then
so did
you.
You got to
say one more then.
Right.
Because you got just as many as she does at this point.
So y'all you said got to have another one.
And actually, I said one, so I got just as many as y'all.
Stay tuned.
You did not count.
Does not count. I don't think you should be able to call the movie we're doing. That's too obvious.
But
we're establishing the rules now, because next episode, the rules
y'all
are set.
Y'all be re-establishing the rules.
No, the rules are set. We can establish rules.
Do.
So I will concede to...
All right, what
to
is
what
it?
You said.
It's
I said
draw.
One, she said one, you didn't say any, you got eliminated.
It's a
you can't
draw.
Say
it's a draw with y'all two.
I can't come up with another one, so
it's a draw.
So we don't have a winner, a clear cut winner
so
each time.
So do you want to have
I
want to
have a clear cut winner
showdown?
Each time.
This is the showdown. Now you got to tell me and this is totally somebody off topic. You got to tell me how many What movies has Mickey Rourke been in?
I don't even know who that is.
Do you know him?
What does Mickey Rourke got to do with Stay Tuned?
I don't. It's just a showdown.
Why don't you just pick another actor from that show?
Yeah,
movie?
If that's the case, then pick another actor because we got to stick with the Stay Tuned.
All right. Well, then John Ritter.
I don't. Okay. So, all right. We're establishing the rules. This is going to be the rules. John Ritter. Then, or should he get to pick the next one, or should I, or somebody
He's
else?
He's out. He can pick it.
Okay. So, then it goes to you, John Ritter.
Can't say Stay Tuned, remember?
Can't say Stay Tuned.
I'm not saying Stay Tuned. That's not even a thought process.
Stay Tuned's out of all the equations. And we just keep going. If the same thing happens, we got to pick the black guy.
I'm beginning to see that this is taking a lot of time.
Yeah, that's why I said
John
just
Ritter,
elimination. By
hey, was John Ritter
hands.
The guy that played Punky Brewster's dad?
No. Punky Brewster's dad was an old guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, then I'm going to use Three's Company.
Okay. Well, if we're going with TV shows,
The Pete Holmes Show.
What was that? 8 Simple Rules of Dating My Teenage Daughter? And then it changed to just 8 rules?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
It had him in it. That was the show he was in when he died. And David Spade and James Gardner come in to replace him. But he was married to Peggy Bundy. And they had like 8 kids. And
I never watched.
And Penny off of Big Bang Theory was the oldest daughter. She was like 16.
I never watched.
All right, well, I'm getting that because I know that.
I can't confirm it.
You know Podcast Land. That's we can confirm it. We can look it up.
Well, you're out.
No, she said Three's Company.
No, it's my turn
again. I said 8 Simple Rules. Now it's him.
No.
Oh, wait, it's just me and you. I got you.
Yeah, we're having a tiebreaker.
I got you. Go ahead. I thought we were starting all back over. This is going to take a long time. We might have to cut it down a little bit in the next round, or next movie.
These are hard actors, though.
They really are.
They're older actors, and they're hard. I watched a movie not too long ago with him in it.
We were just talking about
Can we do sequels to movies? Like, if can we do sequels to movies? Like, if Neve Campbell was up, could I go Scream, and then you say Scream 2?
As
Scream
long as
three,
you got full time.
Scream 4 and Scream, yeah.
As long as you got full time.
Okay, but since those are just Scream 1, Scream 2, Scream 3,
There's
and Scream
4.
There's
none of them that have names
nope.
behind
They're
them.
They're all just Scream with another yeah, one. So you could do that?
Yes.
Okay. And you can't help, right? No one can help anybody.
No.
Okay, so it's only her.
One.
I'm thinking. I just watched one with him in it.
We just talked about it earlier. 6.
What are we counting to?
I can't remember what y'all were talking
about
earlier.
10.
American Pie?
Nope.
No, you're eliminated.
So, but now I gotta say one, right?
Yes.
Problem Child.
But Bad Santa.
He was in Bad Santa. I didn't even think about Bad Santa. Just watched it.
We just watched it. We were just talking about it.
Bad Santa. He was. He was the store, the department
he
store
was,
manager.
I knew. God dang it was.
But see, if she wasn't eliminated and it went back to her, she could have said Problem Child too.
She could.
Okay, that's what I. That's
yeah,
the rules I'm wanting to establish.
Him.
Yes, that's exactly what you can do.
Okay,
Philip, you won.
Okay. Cool.
All right, one word on it, Teresa.
One word on what?
The movie Stay Tuned.
One word to describe the movie.
Or just Stay one tuned. Word that reminds you of the movie, describes the movie, or whatever. Whatever comes to your mind, one word.
Corny.
That's a good one.
Okay.
My one word's going to be... you shouldn't have used corny because that would have, I should have used that one. lame.
Hellavision.
That's
my one word.
That's good.
All right, well, I think we're done with this movie. J Check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can always go to thesmokyshelter.com. Support us on patreon.com. That's how many more .coms do we got? Podomatic.com, Stitcher.
Yeah, we own all that shit. Just search
5-star rating on iTunes.
iTunes, please rate us and review us. Give us a 5-star if you don't mind. It really helps us get out there where people can hear us.
Hey, we made the trending list again this week on Podomatic.
Yeah, we did make trending.
We were like number 18 down.
That's pretty good, man. I'm loving it.
We're off that bitch today, though. That shit only lasts one day.
That sucks.
You get put up on there.
Maybe that's where we got them extra downloads from.
Could have been.
Well, that's good.
Could have been.
It's always good.
All right, well, any last words, Big Lance?
Ebbity, 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 that's all, folks.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You have no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.